Thanks for calling customer support. My name is I am supervisor of the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is John Traylor, and I'm calling about three entries where I put on my credit card that I have no clue. And I talked to Kendra, and she said they were one with a sweepstakes and one with a membership, and I'm not sure about the third one. And I never enter sweepstakes. I never enter those kinds of things.
Confirm your address for me.
528 Larkspur, Larkspur Drive in Conway, South Carolina.
Thank you. Do you recognize the email of johntrailer45@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What about the phone number of 843-245-2968?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling you from that number now. That's my.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's information on the account. So I'm showing that back on January 24th, there was a sweepstakes entry for a tablet done for $7.95. And you don't recall doing that? Is that what you're stating?
No, ma'am. I don't enter any of those sweepstakes and stuff.
Okay. So we have the IP address from the device that was used from the initial order, and I'm sure you're already aware, but IP addresses cannot be duplicated or replicated. They're just like fingerprints. So what we do is we do take fraud very seriously since we're an electronic company. We're digital, I should say. We do contact the local authorities. We provide them with that IP address. They do locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. That's why we do have to verify that you or no one in your household did the initial sweepstakes entry before we begin this investigation.
If I did it, it's because I hit something wrong on the computer and wasn't aware of it, but I never knowingly would enter a sweepstakes. I just don't do that.
I gotcha. So do you want me to do the investigation? Because I do have to advise false claims of fraud could be charged with a penalty such as a fine.
Yes, ma'am. That's wrong. And then the second was on the July 29th. Was that a membership, $54.97?
Yes, sir. So the initial offer, there was terms and conditions that were accepted where someone checked the box that stated they were 18 or older. So that's how we get the IP address because that's an electronic signature. By law, that's what we're required to do because that's terms and conditions are where we're legally required to input the information of the ongoing terms and conditions with the subscription service. So the $54.97 and then the charge that occurred 30 days later, those are the membership fees. Yes, sir. So it looks like tax.
And what was that membership to? I don't.
It's an online gadget store. We literally have the highest and latest techs. We just give our customers a $125 discount coupon to our service store that applies to all items in the store. So if you are a member with us, you get that gift card each month.
I can't imagine doing that. And I've never received any kind of a gift card like that.
It was sent to the email address that I verified.
I do not remember ever seeing any kind of a gift card from that. I would have, I might have clicked on it to see what it was and say, well, that doesn't make sense. I've never, and then, just debated it. But I do not remember getting any kind of a gift card from email or mail or anything like that. I get
they were sent to the email.
Children,
I have the confirmation.
Christmas, and that's it.
Right. They were sent automatically processed to the email. So since you are stating you didn't or don't recall doing the initial order, we can go ahead and get that investigation started if you'd like.
Yes, ma'am. I sure would.
All right. Resolution typically occurs in 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any further questions?
No, ma'am. That's I guess not.
All right.
I guess I better call my bank to make sure that they'll stop anything like that happens. But,
all right.
It all came from a credit card, and I, just looked at the first one wasn't, I guess, enough because I've used the credit card, often. I just don't know how it happened.
Okay, any further questions?
No, ma'am.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.